This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to On the Ground Ipsy. Through our partnership with Concentrate Media, each week we focus on the Ypsilanti area and learn about some of the great things enhancing community life. I'm David Fair, and I'm filling in for Lisa Berry this week. Lisa's regular partner, however, is here. Sarah Rigg is project manager for On the Ground Ipsy, and very good to talk with you again, Sarah.
Nice to talk to you as well, David.
Long before the pandemic, we had high unemployment rates in portions of eastern Washtenaw County. There was a lack of enough skilled tradespeople to fill jobs that were available. And this is an area in which there is a growing tech industry, including the area of autonomous vehicles. Now, your article this week, Sarah, features a gentleman who is working to fill those gaps, connect people and jobs, and offer access to those who might not have known about such opportunities, right?
That's correct. I brought with me Shamar Heron, who is the executive director of Michigan Works Southeast, which is based in Ypsilanti but covers several counties. And he's here to talk about a new podcast that Michigan Works has put out.
Well, Shamar, thank you so much for making time for us today. I'm most grateful.
Oh, no, David, it's all my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now, I'm curious, before we get into the podcast and Michigan Works Southeast, I'm curious as to what brought you to this line of work personally. Was it simply a career choice, or is there something more personal in landing where you are?
Well, that's a great question. And like most workforce development professionals, I didn't graduate from college saying, hey, I'm going into workforce development. I had done economic development. I worked at Ann Arbor Spark for 6 years, where I helped businesses prepare to hire talent. And the opportunity presented itself for me to work on the other end of the spectrum, helping talent get prepared to be hired by businesses. And so it was by serendipity, but I tell you what, it has been a career move that has been nothing but a blessing for me because I get to give back to my community in such a unique way.
Sounds richly rewarding. Now, I do want to talk about that podcast, but in order to do so most effectively, help me best define the mission of Michigan Works Southeast.
So Michigan Works Southeast is a workforce development agency that is here to connect talent to business. And we do that through a variety of ways. Most people don't know we have two sides to our house. Our mission on one side of the house is to help businesses be able to hire the talent that they need. We can do that through a variety of tools. So business owners that are listening, please reach out to us. We have several tools that we can help for hiring. On the other side of the house, we are able to train job seekers and make sure that they are getting the training that they need so that they can go into these employment opportunities. And so that's how we look at ourselves as a connector. So not only Michigan Works Southeast, but the Michigan Works system across the state has connections with economic development, human services, housing. We are just one of those agencies that can connect you no matter what your issues may be. But we focus on employment.
And that makes perfect sense. The podcast is called Workforce at Work. How, in your estimation, Shamar, is this going to support and supplement the mission you just described?
It's an opportunity to provide information. And so Workforce at Work, what we did was our first episode was going way back into the early 20th century, talking about how workforce development got started. That is our ability to lay the groundwork for what workforce development is. But then we've ramped up and started to get into a very specific area called Industry 4.0. And the best way I can describe Industry 4.0 is if you think about Industry 1.0, you think about the advent of like fire, right? You were able to cook your meat so you didn't die of certain diseases from eating raw meat. You were able to stay warm so you were able to live longer lives. Industry 2.0 was the steam engine. So consider how that revolutionized the world and intercontinental goods transportation. Industry 3.0 was the internet. And, you know, once the internet came along, so many doors got opened up. And now we're at Industry 4.0, which is the internet of things and interconnectivity. So, you know, you can't say a word or talk about a product without it showing up in your social media feed. You can't talk about the data that you are providing to these various social media platforms or when you purchase some goods online. That's big data. We talk about autonomous vehicles. We talk about cybersecurity. Think about how much you do on your cell phones these days. It needs to be safe. And when you talk about those autonomous vehicles, those are going to be your walking data file of everything about you, from your health to your finances to your home address. So we need to be preparing people for opportunities that are right here today. They're not down the road. They're here right now.
And it's about getting in on the ground floor and not waiting until it's too late. On the Ground, IPSC continues on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair filling in for Lisa Berry this week. And as always, we have OTG IPSC project manager Sarah Rigg. And our guest today is Shamar Heron. He is executive director of Michigan Works Southeast. Now, Sarah, I know you researched Michigan Works Southeast and took time to listen to the podcast. Did you come away with anything new that your research didn't tell you?
I thought it was interesting that Shamar plans to do an entire season dedicated to Industry 4.0, but then later, season two, he says it's going to have more of a community focus. So it'll still be about workforce, but it's going to be about the impact on communities, which, you know, it makes sense. If people don't upskill and learn how to be employed in these new industries, then plants move out of the community and have this ripple effect for the whole community. So it makes sense to think about workforce in terms of the impact on the community.
I love that word, upskill. Given all the work that you do covering the Ypsilanti area, Sarah, do you see a lot of opportunity for these kinds of programs and this kind of information to kind of fill in gaps and connect people in areas of need?
Absolutely. It's interesting. There haven't been a ton of Ypsi-based podcasts, but I've reported on three of them in the last 3 months. And I think that the pandemic has a lot to do with it, because we're all finding new ways to engage with one another, educate one another. So I don't know. It seems like this is the year of the Ypsi podcast.
And Shamar, how has the podcast gone so far? Are you developing an audience that is paying attention and then reaching out and taking the next step?
We're working on it. You know, the one thing that we're figuring out is, number one, we need to shorten the podcast. Folks aren't trying to sit around for 35 minutes and learn about workforce. So we are starting to divide up the content within the podcast. But we are starting to get our numbers increase with every podcast. And so that's exciting. And that's why we also know we need to make sure we're tying in this very macro picture of workforce development into the micro of what's happening in community, because it is so important for our residents and people within our region to understand the opportunity is there. We absolutely need to be able to start to express and tell what is happening in terms of employment, because there are businesses that are hiring, and if people aren't prepared, they have to either close their doors or move on to a different area, and that's certainly what we do not want.
With that in mind, what is the Michigan Works Southeast goal in 2021 as we continue to deal with pandemic, with economic stressors all playing into our employment lives?
One of the things we want to do is keep people safe. That's our number one goal. So we offer virtual services. So you can visit us at www.mwse, that's Michigan Works Southeast, mwse.org, and you can schedule a virtual appointment. If you don't have access, if you don't have the internet or a computer, we are taking in-person appointments, but you have to schedule them, and there's some safety protocol that you have to follow as well. So that's number one, keeping people safe. Number two is making sure people understand what the opportunity is and where it's at. It broke my heart to hear a 17-year-old young man say, "I'm going to work in the plant like my dad did." And I said, "Do you have any idea about robotics?" He said, "No." I said, "What about FANUC?" He said, "What is that?" I said, "You have to understand the days of people screwing 100 doors on 100 cars in a day
are going away.
It's gone. There are robots. There are cobots. There's technology the size of a speck of dust. We have to start to prepare ourselves for a new way of work. And while those technologies are removing some jobs, other jobs that are more human-centered and have a human element are popping up. So don't be discouraged. There's a lot of opportunity out here. And lastly, we want to be a resource. We want to be able to help any way we can. So those are the three ways in 2021 we're going to see ourselves have a benefit to the community and the taxpayers who fund us.
And how can people connect to your podcast and get more information?
So they can visit our website, www.mwse.org, Michigan Works Southeast.org, or they can go to YouTube, type in Michigan Works Southeast, subscribe to our page, and our first four episodes are there. Starting in June, we will start to do a more community-based element, but for now, we're trying to get the word out around Industry 4.0 and why it's so important for people to make sure they understand what it is, how it's affecting us, and how it will continue to affect us over time.
Well, we will certainly try and help, and we will pass it along. And, of course, read the most informative and great article written by Sarah Rigg from Concentrate Media. Shamar, thank you very much for the time and the insights today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, David. I appreciate it.
That is Shamar Heron, Executive Director of Michigan Works Southeast, launched a new podcast called Workforce at Work. Once again, to find out more information, check out Sarah Riggs' article. Go to WEMU.org. You can connect right through there. And Sarah, thank you so much for the work this week and every week. I do appreciate it, and we'll look forward to next week's On the Ground IPSY.
Yay, Sarah.
I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.